morning. My guest this morning is Dave Kaler, the executive director of the Sonoma Land Trust. Good morning, Dave.
Good morning. Thanks for the invitation to be here.
Thanks for being here. Tell us about the Estero Ranch and what is happening relative to its really becoming part, I suppose, of the Land Trust.
Right. Well, it's been a big year for us at Sonoma Land Trust, and we're celebrating the end of the year and looking forward to the close of escrow on 547 acres of iconic cattle ranch right at the mouth of Estero Americano, just below Bodega Bay. So as the Estero comes out to meet to greet the Pacific Ocean, this really large ranch will be permanently protected and conserved for forever.
How has it been used prior to now?
It was the Botterini family's cattle ranch. And then was with the passing there and deciding that the land would be sold, we were very fortunate to work with the trustees there to put a funding package together. So we received funding from the Gordon and Betty Moore Foundation, the California Coastal Conservancy, and the Sonoma County Ag and Open Space District to put the funding package together that's enabling that. So those are our partners that we brought to this transaction, and we really appreciate their help, of course, as well as all of Sonoma County.
I suppose you have to consider when looking at a piece of land like that, just exactly how it's been used over the years and how it can be reclaimed if that's what's needed.
And so it will continue to be operated as a cattle ranch. There'll be very strict grazing policies with respect to protecting the grassland and so forth, but it will continue to be part of our economy through the cattle operation as working lands. But also there will be public access from the ocean side along the Bay Trail there.
So it will be open to the public at some point.
Yes, and folks can watch our website, SonomaLandTrust.org, and stay tuned for that. But in the coming months and year, there will be information about how folks can get out there via the Bay Trail to see that.
Oh, that sounds like that just a wonderful addition to the accessibility of land on
the coast.
It's
incredible. One of my favorite walks, my wife and I like to walk, do that loop trail out on Bodega Head, and as you look back to the mouth of Estero Americano, it's just really breathtaking.
Yeah. So we should say a happy birthday to the Land Trust, right?
Yes, it's our 40th anniversary year coming up. So we're excited to start the year off with this Estero Ranch celebration. And also, our board and some key leaders put together a $1 million challenge where folks contributing to our land trust here at the end of the year, their dollars will be matched one for one and go into projects, future projects, just like Estero Ranch. So it'd be a great way to celebrate.
It sounds like a good time to fulfill that promise that many people are making these days, eliminate the gifts and go straight to the needs of the community.
You can put it into land. That's a great
way
to do it.
What a nice idea that is.
Yeah.
My granddaughter she's 15, and she has decided to do that.
That's terrific.
It's great, great fun. Well, tell people once again the best way to stay in touch with the Land Trust.
Sure. SonomaLandTrust.org. You can check out our website. We have a terrific blog as well. But if you just get to our website, it's the portal to getting in touch with us. And, of course, if folks want to give us a call, too.
Great. Dave, thanks very much for coming in.
Thanks for having us.
Telling us about the new Sonoma Land Trust, I suppose it will be. And thank you all for listening. I'm Roland Giacopetti on KRCB for Sonoma Spotlight. Have a great day.